see you again. Thanks for coming. Thanks for your opinion. And one question, what do you think about this forum?
It's very good. It's more than good. It's essential because the United States, controls the world, like through its military, through its economy, through the petrodollar, and the other countries are at the mercy of the United States and have been since the fall of Russia or the USSR. And the people are coming together and say, hey, we've had enough of this. But they're realizing now that there's a different option. I mean, there's the BRICS, which needs to develop faster and more efficiently, I believe. But the different countries, these are representatives of, many different countries here saying, we want a different world. We want our, we're from India, we're from Brazil, we're from China, we're from Nepal, whatever. We want our people to be heard. We want our people to matter in the economy and in the development of the world. Like, our people matter. So it's very important because the representatives from this forum represent more than half the people of the world, more than half the population of the world. So
it seems not of isolation.
No, yeah, but it needs to happen, and it can't happen without talk and without coming together, without people in different countries like joining together. They can't do this by themselves. So.
Is there some future of multipolarity in the U.S.?
I think there's going to have to be a revolution in the U.S. I think the government needs to be replaced, otherwise, because the government, the United States, is. This is, such a cliche, but it's the truth. It's run by corporations. I mean, the corporations run the. I mean, you look at the people now in America supporting genocide in Gaza. Genocide. They're supporting. And these senators and congressmen can't even say, "I want a ceasefire." They can't even say that because that could be seen as like something negative or like a disagreement with Israel. And so they don't, because Israel, like the lobbies from Israel, the corporations support them economically so much that if you want to be reelected, if you don't want to destroy your political career, you have to go along. So the politicians, the decisions, the rules, the laws, they're made really by corporations, so they control the banks, corporations control America. So, and for this to stop, there has to be some kind of economic revolution in America, and I don't see that happening until the people are desperate, and that's, that's not going to happen right now.
But maybe it can do a people as Judge Napolitano, as Scott Ritter, as Lyndon Johnson, yes?
Yeah. But people are just not informed. Like, I mean, most almost 100% of the people get their news and their information from American media, Western media, Western government. And so when you're told this, and this, that's all you're going to know. So how can you make an informed decision? How can you hear this your whole life and then just one day wake up and say, no, this is all wrong? And then all the people go, no, I don't believe this is wrong, and my life is not what it's. Is not what they tell me it is. The world isn't what it tells me it is. Russia isn't how it tells me it is. Hey, you're just not gonna like give up everything, give up your job, give up your sense of security for this idea that you have when you have nothing, no information that's supporting your idea, just like an idea. So unless there's more information coming in, unless there's like actual news that people can like go, oh, look, I'm seeing images of something that's different than my American government, my 5 o'clock news is telling me, so I have a decision to make. I'm going to believe what I see with my eyes or what I'm being told, which doesn't seem to be true now.
Information world.
Yeah. It's really, information controls the world. Who controls the information, like in George Orwell's 1984, controls the past, they control the present, and they control the future. Like, because this is not what happened, this is what happened. So, like, okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.